Welcome to the Unstoppable Profit Podcast. This podcast will give independent insurance agents all of the tools to grow your business and live life on your terms. Wherever you are today, if you're starting with nothing or well on your way to the success you desire, with the right people, processes, and promotions in place, you will be unstoppable. And now I'd like to introduce your host, Mike Stromso.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of the Unstoppable Profit Podcast. Have you ever considered something that is uniquely different that can truly change the game in your agency? I mean, we talk a lot about the three uniques, the points of differentiation, and everything that will qualify you is different from anybody else in the marketplace. And we strongly encourage that. Today, I've got on the podcast somebody who can help you think differently about residential property insurance, who has come up with a unique product that is moving to change the game. And I am excited. I am pumped to get into this conversation. Help me out, Dylan.
It's DeMarkey.
DeMarkey, thank you. That's something. Lesson of preparation, everybody. Did not ask him how to pronounce his name. Dylan DeMarkey is on the podcast. Dylan, welcome.
Mike, I'm really excited to be here and thanks for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. Dylan is the co-founder and CEO of Eventual, and I'm letting him get into it exactly what they're doing, but that's the company behind Premium Lock. Premium Lock is a three-year price guarantee that works alongside homeowners' existing carriers, not looking to replace, to become a partner with your existing carriers and coverage to help homeowners fight back against rising insurance prices. I don't know if you've faced that in your independent insurance agency lately. Being a little bit facetious, probably have. Premium Lock is distributed by independent insurance agents across America, helping them grow their business faster by marketing a long-term price guarantee to differentiate yourselves, like I said in the beginning, and win more customers, improving retention, I'll say also earning more referrals with a multi-year product and adding an incremental commission stream. All great stuff. Dylan was born and raised in Hawaii, studied mechanical engineering. We'll forgive him for that, but he landed in the right place in the insurance industry and learned economics at Yale. Prior to Eventual, Dylan was an investment professional at Blackstone, where he invested and managed $3.5 billion, yes, with a B, in commercial real estate during his tenure. Sir, welcome to the podcast.
Well, that's quite the intro, Mike. I think you covered all the important topics of Premium Lock. You know, many of your listeners are likely already distributing Premium Lock from coast to coast in the US. But yeah, we're really excited to share, you know, not just what Premium Lock does and how it works to help, you know, homeowners avoid dramatic price increases for the next 3 years, but more importantly, for your listeners, how we can help grow their businesses by standing out and competing and giving your homeowners what they want, which is, hey, we don't want dramatic rate hikes every single year that every single one of us has been facing. And so this is why we're here.
Stability and consistency.
100%. I think what we have observed at Eventual over the last few years of building this business is that there is kind of fundamentally a shift in how consumers and American homeowners are thinking about predictability and stability and financial products generally. I mean, in you know, maybe 15 years ago, we saw the rise of buy now, pay later. And what we saw there is that was really just a new product that was giving long-term predictability in how borrowing and how credit worked in America. You know, 5 or 10 years ago, we've seen travel insurance rise, giving better long-term predictability about how travel worked in the US and how, you know, edge cases about, oh, if my flight gets canceled or COVID, you know, all of these unpredictabilities. And today, you know, in the hard market that we've seen in the US over the last 5 years, really starting in COVID and through today, insurance prices are growing double-digit percent year over year nationally, and much faster than that in certain geographies. You know, today, California prices are growing 20% year over year. Florida was really, really hard, you know, a few years ago, and now is still kind of moderately hard. we are seeing that same kind of fundamental shift in consumer behavior, in that consumers are craving predictability now in the cost of insuring their real estate coming from that hardness. And so there really has been no great path for them to get stability and to get clarity. And hey, what will it cost to insure my home? Which insurance agent should I go with to give me better predictability? And today, PremiumLock represents exactly that. It's a supplementary product, works alongside their existing homeowner insurance carrier and coverage to guarantee that their insurance doesn't get too expensive over the next few years.
So let's dig into that just a little bit. Unpack what is Premium Lock a little bit more. How does it do that? And why did you create it? And why does it exist? And to add one more thing on, I know your team is, I saw some posts about what you're doing inside of Premium Lock and the great things you're developing and from an entrepreneurial standpoint, trying to expand your product reach, so to speak, and create a better product. Tell us about all of that.
Yeah, so I mean, there are a lot of really important questions that you asked there.
Innovation is the
So,
word I was looking for. Yeah, go ahead.
Stepping back, what I observed as a real estate investor, in my prior role at Blackstone, was that for most of human history, insurance has been pretty stable. Insurance prices increase with inflation, 3 to 5% a year. And that made it pretty easy to be an insured, to be a customer. Through COVID and through inflation, broad inflation, and now with more extreme weather events and the cost of reconstructing buildings continuing to increase, insurance is no longer this stable 3 or 5% annual increase, in premium. And so that fundamentally is like a one of one moment in human history. Fortunately, there are a lot of places that we can look in, the financial universe, in, abroad, for inspiration on what sorts of products can we build and how can we fix insurance land today in the US to get it to work better for customers and therefore to help independent agents stand out and grow faster. And so the answer is like, hey, I would love to have a 5 year, a 10 year, a 30 year insurance policy. I have a 30-year fixed rate mortgage on my house. That is, fundamentally a critical American development in housing of long-term predictable prices of borrowing real estate loans. And so it's like, hey, what if we could have this in insurance itself? For a bunch of reasons, your favorite admitted lines homeowners carriers will not build that. But getting in that direction of, hey, let's have 2 year, let's have 3 year predictability in the cost of insuring real estate, that makes a lot of sense. And that's something that people want. And so that was really the inspiration of building kind of a net new product in the insurance universe. So yeah, I left my role as a real estate investor to build that. What that functionally looks like is that we observed that as much as homeowners complain about the price of insurance going up, and it is going up nationally, it's going up 13% year over year in last month's renewals. We have data not just on our renewals, our customers from coast to coast in dozens of US states, and the products available in all 50 states, but across rate filings, across anecdotes that our independent agents share with us, and then across other data sources that comprise, 20 million US homes that share renewals with us, prices are rising. And so, related to that, what Premium Lock actually does is customers want to keep their existing carriers. They like their Jake from State Farm. They like their Emus. They like Travelers and Safeco and all your favorite homeowners carriers as the institution that backs them in case their home burns down or, their roof flies off. But what they want is, hey, what if we could get a thin layer, a little extra product layer that gets that existing 1 year homeowners policy to act almost like a 3 year insurance policy? And so Premium Lock helps you go in that direction. It guarantees that your customers' homeowners insurance premiums won't exceed a specific price over the next 3 years. What we do behind the scenes is, we have a physics PhD, we have a trader from a hedge fund who really goes in and predicts for every address in America and every admitted lines carrier in America at that address, how much do we at Eventual expect insurance prices to grow over the next 3 years? We sell those predictions to our customers, and then we guarantee the accuracy of them. And so just with that simple guarantee, just like that, you now can say, hey, if insurance prices actually go higher than we told you that they would go at any point over the next 3 years, we'll actually reimburse you for the overage. And so just like that, your customer can keep their favorite carrier and now get real clarity on knowing that their price won't get too expensive.
So you mentioned your customers. Who are they? Just for clarity.
We sell Premium Lock via independent insurance agents to homeowners.
Okay.
So homeowners pay us a monthly fee. On average, we're charging 10 to 20 bucks a month to homeowners, depending on a bunch of different variables, including their location and their carrier. And insurance agents distribute this. Some distribute it at point of sale for a new home insurance client. They do that to stand out and to win more customers, because what home insurance customer would not pick an insurance agency that's marketing a 3-year price guarantee? And then a fair share of our agents also sell this at renewal when customers are complaining about price increases and threatening to leave or go to a different company, a different agency. They deploy Premium Lock to keep those customers happy and to say, hey, sorry your price went up this year, but we don't have to worry about this for the next 3 years. We now have Premium Lock, which is a service offered by our agency.
I'm thinking back to my years in the trenches on the front lines, and how awesome would it be able to say, hey, Dylan, have you ever considered, locking in your premium for 3 years? How'd that make you feel? Right? And everything that might be following that. So let's talk about ease of doing business for the frontline agent who might be offering this to a consumer. How does that work? Do you guys, from a, AI automation technology standpoint, do you integrate with carrier systems, with agency management systems? How does it work?
We distribute Premium Lock through our independent insurance agents, and we try to make it as brain dead easy to quote as possible. Feedback that I get probably twice a day, is that this is without a doubt the fastest and quickest product you can ever quote as an independent agent. On average, we're seeing quoting times of 45 to 60 seconds for Premium Lock. That's not just getting the price, but also closing it and actually selling the product and wrapping it up. We try to put this in all the places that our agents exist. So there are, the plumbing that connects your insureds to collect their deck pages and their current insurance policy to your agency, essentially your agency platform. So your agency management system. We in the next quarter will show up in the vast majority of those integrations. So one-click quoting for Premium Lock.
Nice.
The most common place where Premium Lock is quoted by our independent agents is directly on our quoting portal. And so you can pay for your customer's Premium Lock if you take credit card numbers over the phone. You can send them a payment link. It is awesome and really simple to use.
Fantastic. And I know it will continue to get better the more integrated you become in the marketplace. And I think that's fantastic. And I'm sure people can, I've heard recently that bots may become non-existent sometime in 2026. I don't know how AI is going to play into that. I'm sure if you don't know, your team knows and how that's going to play out. And the vendor partners out there, we won't get into that right now. All fantastic stuff. So that's what you bring to the table. So you talked about data a couple of minutes ago. What kind of data from Eventual is helping understand what's causing the hard market? And you said it earlier. I mean, how nice would it be to just have a 3 to 5% predictable, rate adjustment, they always said, but we know what that means. But it's not just 3 to 5%. It's 15 to 20 to 25 to 30, and sometimes more if they even get a renewal.
There's a lot happening behind the scenes. Focusing just on the hard market that we've seen over the last, call it 4 years, really, since COVID, there's been a lot going on, and the drivers of what's causing this hard market have actually shifted pretty meaningfully over those 4 years. So if you step back and you look at, start of COVID through 2024, on average, home insurance prices were growing, well into the high teens percent a year through that period nationally. Florida and Texas were near the top of that list, Louisiana as well. The vast majority of those price increases for insuring US single family homes was actually just inflation. Coverage A, dwelling coverage, was just increasing really fast. Carriers were recommending significant Cov A increases because inflation means that the sticks and the bricks, as well as the labor to rebuild a home or to repair a home, were growing really quickly. Inflation peaked at around 9%, so CPI. CPI is mostly a measure of rent. I'm not sure that that's really well understood by your average American, that CPI is actually just rent. So construction cost inflation, which is what Coverage A actually covers, is not the value of the home, not how much would this sell or does Zillow show it for, but actual replacement cost to rebuild these sticks and bricks. That was actually increasing much faster than CPI, much faster than that 9%. It was definitely into the teens percent a year, starting really in 2022, 23, 24. So the vast majority of price increases was inflation. Today, that has done a 180. Inflation has really calmed down. So inflation today is 3%. So rent growth is, about 3%. Construction cost inflation is actually pretty low as well. It's around 4 or 5% today. And so as a result, we're still seeing price increases of about 13% year over year today. And what that means is that carriers are now actually not increasing Coverage A much, but they're increasing rate. And so it's mostly just rate online that's going up. And that's as a result of, carriers being pretty unprofitable in 23, 24, and now just starting to hit profitability in their homeowners lines as a result of rate increases. So yeah, that's kind of the long answer of it was inflation, now it's something else driving rates going up. Whether or not you are located in a real kind of climate exposed geography where wildfires play a real role, or hurricanes or severe convective storms, that certainly plays a role in geographies where that's true. And so Texas, Florida, Louisiana, you have real severe convective storm and hurricane exposure there. And then obviously in the Palisades and in Los Angeles, the January 2025 wildfires, I think were actuarially unsurprising to the carriers in the frequency side of it. They happened and they were expected to happen, but the magnitude, actually the severity, was tragically just absolutely a surprise and absolutely massive. So climate and frequency and severity of losses, so severe weather definitely is playing a role somewhere in there in some geographies.
So you have a lot of data and you're doing great work with that to try to help the consumer, to try to help the agent, to try to gain some kind of stability and predictability into the future. Let's talk about that. What are your predictions based on what you know today? And obviously things could change. What's going to happen with the hard market, soft market over the next few years? And I can already tell you in my work with agents, I mean, I use pockets in my mind as an explanation. I mean, there's pockets of softening markets, and the agents are saying it's softening. And the ones, with 5 to 10 million rev agencies out there are starting to think about their strategic move in 2026. I need to get rid of this emoji that just appeared on my system. There's strategic moves in the future because, I mean, with those large agencies and a softening market, that's a swing in income.
Totally.
What are you seeing?
What we are seeing today is that the price of insurance peaked at 18% year over year growth in the summer of 2024. Today, so in November renewals across mostly our own data and our customers, prices increased 13% year over year nationally. So it's still about 4 times higher than inflation, but it's not 18%. So it's definitely a decelerating hard market. Nationally, prices are not decreasing, but pockets pockets are real concepts that exist here. So Florida, for example, is a really extreme example where your state insurer of last resort was by far, the largest market share insurer in the state just a few years ago. And then all of a sudden, Florida started softening. We're seeing a ton of carriers coming into that state, over a dozen new carriers entering that state, which drives competition as those guys start to make real profits. And so prices are decelerating. The growth rate of prices are decelerating. Today, Florida prices are only growing 7% year over year. About half of that is construction cost inflation, and the other half is about rate on line increases. So today, Florida is a really great example of how quickly things can turn around. They were growing over 20% a year just over a year and a half ago. So it's really decelerated. Going forward, we expect Florida to remain around that threshold. We expect premium growth to remain positive, in the mid single digits to mid high single digit percent year over year for the foreseeable 3 years. California, on the other hand, is a completely off opposite story. California actually wasn't so bad in early COVID, 2021, 22, 23, mostly as a result of how that state is regulated. That state insurance commissioner and kind of the consumer watchdogs to whom he kind of reports has really strong views about how insurance should be priced in the state. And so as a result, prices actually stayed really low for California and really only grew in the kind of mid-high single-digit percent year over year for early COVID. Unfortunately, if you're an insurance carrier and you want to sell insurance, you need to make a reasonable profit. Otherwise, you're not going to sell insurance there. And so what we've seen, and what I'm sure your listeners who are agents in the Western US have seen, is that carriers just stop selling insurance when it's no longer a profitable business. And so the real issue in that state is just, hey, can I get a standard home insurance policy anywhere in that geography? And so as a result, the opposite of Florida has happened. The state insurer of last resort has grown real market share. State Farm is still by far the large carrier there, even though they've stopped writing, largely have stopped writing new policies, just because premiums actually have grown a lot. And so that's kind of what has happened. What's happening now is that fortunately prices are starting to grow really quickly there. And that's good because carriers are at least able to keep selling insurance. And if you can't sell insurance, you can't get a loan, you can't transact on a home, and it's a really fragile kind of second and third order effects there. So we're glad to see that prices are growing. Hopefully, consumers understand that availability of insurance is critical, even though it means that prices are increasing. Prices in California today are actually still unbelievably affordable. If you look at the average rate online in California, it's around 50 or 60 cents a year to insure $100 of real estate, versus in Louisiana, it's 120 or 130 cents a year to insure
Wow.
$100 of real estate. And so California actually largely is a pretty low risk state as expressed by the price of insurance. And so we think that going forward, there's still a lot of room for prices to increase there. And so we are seeing that in the data today. Prices are growing 20% year over year last month in our renewals. And that's confirmed by what our independent agents who sell premium lock there are also seeing. So those are, I think, two kind of interesting anecdotes of kind of two geographies that are maybe represented similarly in media about how insurance is problematic or in chaos, but are actually two totally separate case studies.
That's fascinating data. So California, 60 cents to insure. Say it again, please.
Yeah, to insure $100 of dwelling coverage. So if you're sticks and
100 bucks.
bricks and
Got it.
labor and replacement costs, it's about 60
Right.
cents a year. Really, really cheap. Of course, in your geographies where you can't get insurance and you look at your excess and surplus lines or your California FAIR plan, it's going to cost a lot more than that
Right.
due to those kind of complicated second order effects of insurance unavailability and pretty much no competition in that state.
Right. And it's a buck 20 down in Louisiana as an example to insure $100 of real property value. I mean, the difference in California is the value of the dwellings in not all areas, but in a lot of areas, it's much, much higher. Therefore, the premium is different. Same thing going on down in Florida and situationally around the US. So fascinating stuff. What's the highest state?
Yeah, it's the Gulf. So Louisiana is, I believe, the first or second highest state
Right.
today.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. Fascinating information. And that's where your true value comes in. I mean, you are a true partner to the independent insurance agent who wants to pursue that type of business. Currently, residential property is your forte, but we were talking before we started, you've got your fingers on the pulse of property markets, period. And you want to look for opportunity to help agents wherever you can. And I love, love that. I love, love, love that about eventual the premium lock product and our contacts that brought us together to get this podcast happening. So great stuff. Thank you for all you're doing.
I mean, look, we're here to give things to customers that are useful and helpful in their lives, and we think Premium Lock for single family homeowners today is the right place to start. HO3, HO5, condo unit owner policy, you know, landlords of DP3 sort of thing. It works across all those forms with admitted lines carriers. We have done Premium Lock on some small commercial real estate, so some rental housing, you know, 5 to 50 unit rental housing, apartment buildings. That's a little bit more bespoke of a process and a little less scalable. You know, those are kind of custom forms that we have to take a look at and spend some time underwriting. So it's a little bit less of a kind of click and send and buy Premium Lock experience. But going forward, you know, we see that auto insurance is extremely prickly too. You know, there's even more volatility in auto insurance just because the term of an auto insurance contract, you know, you can see real shorter duration on how frequently prices are changing. And so naturally, you'll see kind of a lot more surprises in what a customer ends up paying for auto. So, you know, we have a lot of room to run in homeowners land through the end of 25 and into, you know, the second half of 26. But from there, you know, I think we'll have some capacity to take a breath and look around and see if commercial real estate and maybe some auto has room and desire for multi-year predictability.
And just for clarity for everybody either watching or listening, you are an insurance carrier
So we
or.
are structured. Yeah, unfortunately, you can't regulate Premium Lock as an insurance product. So it's structured as a guarantee, just as many other supplemental products are structured like this. And so, exactly what that means is that we predict insurance prices and future insurance prices for every address in the country. We guarantee the accuracy of those predictions. And so, if we're wrong, we owe you the overage. And so, yeah, if we say, hey, your price are going to $3,000 and they go to $4,000, we reimburse you $1,000. What we are in the to kind of more directly answer your question about building Premium Lock as a product and who we interact with and you know our relationship with carriers and the insureds and all of that. What we are in the early innings of building is behind the scenes of many of your favorite carriers and reinsurers are insurance-linked securities. And so these are effectively sort of reinsurance contracts that are triggered by you know carrier profitability. By certain parameters like you know a wind speed or a storm being named. And so we view the insurance-linked securities market, which is a very fast-growing market, you know, tens and tens of billions of dollars of kind of risk outstanding in that market today, and growing quickly. We're like, hey, you know, it makes a ton of sense that insurance-linked securities today are triggered by claims, by insurance claims. But now, as you listen into these insurance carrier earnings reports, some of these you know earnings calls, some of these carriers are public. The price of insurance actually seems to matter just as much as the claims experience that these carriers are facing. And so, behind the scenes, we're really excited to be the first mover in building insurance-linked securities-style products, triggered not by claims, but triggered instead by the price of insurance. And so. That's what we're building. That's kind of the long-term plan behind the scenes here is that marketplace should exist. To build that, you need an avenue to handing that useful product to a customer. And so Eventual, the company behind Premium Lock, plays that important role kind of between the risk transfer, capital markets, and customers who want Premium Lock and who want multi-year predictability.
So, how long have you been operating?
We were founded in 2023. So yeah, we are really excited about that kind of 3-year product duration strikes this kind of happy balance between, hey, we'd love to go to a 30-year premium lock. Customers really want that. Unfortunately, I have no idea where insurance prices are going in 30 years, and predictions generally are hard, but predicting the future is even harder. And so 30 years, unfortunately, I don't think we're going to get there. On the other hand, 1 year duration has been the status quo forever, but we don't think that that's enough. And so, 3 has been kind of this happy middle ground between where customers find value in the product and where we, as Eventual, are happy to make predictions and to actually be able to express those views. If you look at Japan for inspiration, you know, it's really important to look outside of the US for other risk transfer conventions in insurance. And so, Japan has had long-term insurance for forever. And so that's actually a really interesting market to look to for inspiration about what parts of long-term insurance work. Some long tails get a little bit too long on the risk side, and what parts are really exciting and to bring into the US.
Yeah, beyond a 3-year guarantee, AI technology, automation, autonomous vehicles, and more, right?
There's a
Which,
lot happening, especially in auto land. I mean, you look at auto, but before this, we were talking about Los Angeles and San Diego, where you're based. And if you take a Waymo, I mean, Waymo touts their 91% reduction in serious bodily harm for riders per mile driven versus a human-driven car. And so, yeah, that's going to have a super serious implication in where the price of insuring vehicles is going over the next decade. So what that means is prices of car insurance should probably come down as autonomous cars come into play. We're not in the auto universe today, but I can see similar sorts of long-term effects impacting the price of home insurance too. I mean, if you look at one of my favorite companies in the world is this company called Icon. I think their website's iconbuild.com. And they 3D print homes out of concrete. They've got this big robotic arm that goes around and it just pours concrete in little circles, and then your home walls are printed out of nothing. It's gonna fix the housing affordability issues. It's gonna fix some of the resilience issues, but I better be paying way less for insurance if my home doesn't blow away and doesn't burn. And so I agree with you, Mike, that there are some really interesting implications of AI and automation and robotics in home insurance.
Icon what?
The company's called Icon, and the website is iconbuild.com.
Icon Build. That's what I wanted to get
Yeah, but
out.
they're
Icon
massive.
Build.
They're famous. So if you just Google Icon Housing, they'll
Yep.
show up.
Fascinating, fascinating.
Yeah, really
I've
cool.
got two more questions for you, and I want to respect your time. Great stuff. And thank you, Dylan, for sharing what you have going on with Premium Lock and Eventual and everything else. So I've been in the industry long enough, back to the days of actuaries, and I was on a panel for a predictive analytics convention a few years ago. They wanted agents, retail agents in there so they could pick our brains on this panel, and fascinating stuff. So I understand predictive analytics and the whole nine yards as it comes into play. And now you're just taking it to a whole nother level. And you seem to have your finger on the pulse of a lot of things that's, that's what your company's based on. I mean,
That's
if you don't
100%
have your
right.
finger on the pulse of future rates, you've got a problem.
I agree. We invest very heavily in making sure that we have a great understanding of what's coming. It's, I was an engineer and studied econ at the same time, and so I think I was in a good position, but we definitely needed a lot more firepower to really understand what's happening. And so, we found a great machine learning engineer, which is kind of the early innings of what is now AI, who built some of the great kind of California wildfire ignition and spread machine learning models at another insurtech that we're friendly with. And so, yeah, that, he and our team really have worked hard to form these predictions. Admittedly, it's really complicated, and there's a lot happening behind the scenes. Interest rates, tariffs, inflation, these things actually play like a major role in how much your home insurance will cost. And so predicting what tariffs will be in 6 months and 12 months is like a monumental task. And so there's always room for error and unpredictability, but that's what you have to do to make a market. And so we're here to do that.
Well, I love what you guys are doing, and your innovation think tank is what's now in my head. I've seen it in action, and it's real under your leadership. Thank you for your leadership there. So, lastly, anybody that's watching or listening to this podcast, or please share this podcast, and I'll get to that in just a couple of minutes, with anybody that you know that would like to learn more about what's going on with Premium Lock and Eventual. So, Dylan, how can agents get involved and access Premium Lock for their clients in their agencies to help grow their business? And I wanted one more clarifying item. I heard you say a couple of times it primarily, well, it's only available through policies that are in the admitted market. Is that correct?
Yeah, we only do admitted lines today. So
Okay.
as long as you're the in the 97% of the US that is on an admitted lines homeowners policy,
Right.
you are good to sell this. So sorry to our California agents. If you're only selling excess and surplus lines or fair today, hopefully you get some more admitted capacity soon. But for the rest of the country, Premium Lock is already distributed by a large army of independent agents. The product's available in all 50 states. And we're really excited about how it can help you differentiate and win new business by advertising, hey, you want a 3-year price guarantee for your home insurance? Let's do it. Helps you improve retention. You turn a 1-year customer into a 3-year customer. And then of course, we incentivize our distributors, our independent agents to sell the product through kind of a standard commission schedule. So that's how agents are involved here, is they are our army of distributors. And to get involved, you can get appointed and book some time with our territory sales managers. You can go to our website. It's eventualclimate.com, or you can go to premiumlock.com. Both go to the same place. Or you can shoot us an email at contact@eventualclimate.com, and we'll get you handled.
That's eventualclimate.com. That's EV like Victor, EN like Nancy, TUAL climate, CLIMATE.com. So it's contacts at eventualclimate.com, or they can just go to premiumlock.com also.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. And so we have a mutual contact that introduced us to make this podcast reality. So thank you to Mario and that team for making that happen. And so if anybody ever has any further questions, just have them contact us at VIP@UPPLife.com. We're all here to help you, the independent insurance agent who's out there on the front lines, not only protecting people and everything they work so hard for, but just to make their future more predictable and stable, which is why Dylan is here. Dylan, thank you so much. Dylan DeMarkey, right?
Spot on. Thank you for the time, Mike.
Thank
This
you.
was a lot of fun. And hopefully, you learned a little bit about why insurance prices are pretty sticky and they keep going up.
Well, I mean, the deeper I get into the industry, and after 40 years, I thought I knew a thing or two, but I keep learning that I don't. And that's what I love about the insurance industry. I mean, I've always learned something new every single day, normally 3 to 10 things new every single day. But I love that challenge. And we've got a lot of moving parts within the industry. But, really, when you can make a difference in the lives of the consumers and make their lives a little bit better, I mean, look. I've said this for years, to my teams and how to coach them up to be able to better explain it to today's consumer. I mean, look, people are working their butts off in many cases just to try to make ends meet. And when we can help them understand, because it's that point of understanding that they all want, and you're helping with that, Dylan, and you and your teams, thank you.
Couldn't agree more.
That's fantastic. So, hey, everybody, thank you. And if this is your first time on the podcast, welcome. My name is Mike Stromso. I'm widely recognized as a leading author, speaker, and coach for the independent insurance agency industry. You can learn more about what we do at UPPLife.com. Everything that we do, we share our now 40 years of research in the independent insurance agency business to help you as an agency grow your business, scale your business, create wealth so you can have more freedom to live life on your own terms. That's why Dylan and his team at Eventual and Premium Lock are in direct alignment with what we believe and what we do. So check us out at upplife.com and our ongoing trainings at UPPMasterclass.com, UPPMasterclass.com. They happen at least monthly. We bring the latest to be able to scale your agency to its highest level. So check that out, UPPMasterclass.com. Everything that we do is designed again to help you scale, grow, and evolve your agency. So also, if this is your first time, please make sure you go to our podcast website, which is unstoppableprofitpodcast.com. Make sure you go up to the top, click subscribe, and share that same URL, unstoppableprofitpodcast.com, with any other agency or anybody else in the industry that you know. If you got great value out of today, and I know you did if you were paying close attention to Dylan and his incredible wisdom about the industry, please share unstoppableprofitpodcast.com with anybody you know so they can learn about Premium Lock, Eventual, and everything they're doing to help agents gain stability and consistently. Thank you. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the podcast. And from our family to yours, a very safe and prosperous holiday season. Dylan DeMarkey, safe travels, my friend.
Thank you very much, sir. Same to you.
Appreciate you being on the podcast. All right, everybody. Until the next episode, get out there. Let's scale. We'll see you on the next episode.
Do you love the podcast but don't know where or how to get started? Visit www.uppplife.com. That's UPPLIFE.com to learn more about our coaching and mastermind programs and how you can join our community of growth-oriented agency owners today.